Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Live from the ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios, this is the Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
Gregeth and Hooks. We have a tweet coming in, and then we'll take a phone call from Jeremy. Tweet says, guys, there's three ways. You're missing one of them. Three ways Tim Miles keeps his job. One, he makes the NCAA tournament. I think we discussed that.
Yeah. I love Willie J. That's awesome.
Dude. Two, he makes the NIT tournament. Do you agree on that?
I think it's got to be a one seed. Once you're a two seed, that's about where you're at. That'd be me.
It's not how you do in it.
Nope.
You can go one and done. One and barbecue.
Yep. I think you're fine.
And then the last one. He's got a picture on his phone of Bill Moose passed out at a bar. That comes in on Twitter. Yeah, hit it. Hit it. Hit it.
And you're going to see it.
Yeah. I mean, that's real. Yeah, where's the Dane's
yeah, come on.
Beer popping open? Oh,
doesn't sound like Scotch to me.
It's only funny because Bill Moose is taking that thing on head on, you know.
Yeah.
He said he's not. He's good. But if he's got a picture of Moose like asleep, if you had to pick one, where would it be? Like if it was going to be in a location. Where do you?
Like what location?
Yeah, yeah. It's not like at Outback Steakhouse's bar,
oh,
right?
No.
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 Or an
no.
Applebee's?
No.
It's not at an Applebee's?
That'd be too easy. No way.
No.
I'm just picturing like this.
It's a cigar bar. Let's
yeah,
get
it's
it
a
real.
A cigar bar or it's yeah. Like a dark, it's like kind of dark. He's like in the corner.
Oh, by the way, Capital Cigar. I was there over the weekend. They've got a VIP room, which is great.
Rut row.
TV, all sorts of food you can chomp on, couches, comfortable.
Let's go.
It's a nice spot. If you get a chance, Southside. We're lucky. We got some good cigar bars in town. There's a few places. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got Jeremy calling in. Jeremy, what up?
All right, I'm here.
What's up, buddy? We're here too. What's up?
All right, so this Tim Miles thing, like, it's kind of confusing because you have a guy that has put Nebraska in a place where it has never been before, right? We're kind of on the map in the Big Ten, and that's never happened. He's taken us to the dance, got us a chance to win there, you know, and done some things. And he's got recruiting classes that are coming in that we've never even thought about before. Like, if you look at the 247 or the Rivals or whatever, Nebraska is, like, ranked number one right now in recruiting. I mean, I get that means that there's a bunch of four or five star guys that haven't decided where they're going yet, but that's still kind of, you know, extraordinary as far as Nebraska goes. And I don't know, like, I think if you're going to give the guy the axe, then you better have somebody coming in that's going to be really impressive, because you don't want to just do another mid-major kind of...
I agree.
Yeah, I'm out for that.
...type of guy, right? So it's got to be something amazing. So either Moose has the guy in his pocket that he's going to hire and it's going to be amazing, or Tim Miles is on for another 3 years. That's what I think.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
Yeah, that's great. That's perfect.
Thank you. I think it's a good call because, like we talked about earlier, too, with Tim, it's frustrating because if we just go by postseason, he's going to get 3 out of 7 years, so every other year he's going to make the postseason. But if we go by, like, I mean, listen, it's frustrating at times watching how this team's coached at times. It's a hard argument back and forth. I agree with you.
That's why it makes it difficult.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Good call.
100%. I agree with him. There's a reason why it's such a hot topic amongst fans. What's weird about it? So this is weird. How about this? Does it feel like if you talk to average P Husker fan that they just assume he's getting fired?
Mm-hmm. The ones I've talked to, it just seemed like it's a foregone conclusion.
Right.
Like it's like done. Like we're just essentially watching dead men walk in the last five games.
And it's a weird...
That's an assumption by them.
Right.
They're not... But for me, college basketball looks like this. Like you got to look within the pages of the book a little bit.
Because
I think a lot of that's coming from that big skid, that seven-game skid. When I'm like, well, look at that. Look what we didn't do with this. Winnable games, the what-ifs. But I'm telling you, what he's done to get the last two wins is next to crazy for what he has on that team. Right? Because that Minnesota team, for all intents and purposes, was more talented than that Nebraska team.
Yes, it is. He has that guy's number. He has his number every time we play.
You know, and even
he'll lose sometimes to him, but Nebraska looks better throughout that game.
Yes, but I'll also tell you this, that you come in, that our team was way more talented than Northwestern, but we let them hang around for a long time.
Uh-huh.
But we wanted ugly. We wanted the way we had to do it. I'll give all the credit to Miles and these kids right now. They're fighting. Last two games, they're fighting hard.
They're
finding ways to win.
So right now, a lot of people. So if Nebraska wins, let's say Nebraska wins two more regular season games. So tonight and one more after that.
Okay.
And then they get one tournament win. So you're in. What are we talking? Like probably a 12 seed? 11? 12?
Probably. You're at 10 to 12 range.
10 to 12.
For sure. Absolutely.
Can you look at last year's tournament, NCAA tournament, and tell me who some of those teams were? Because here's the thing, this show has just turned into talking about, like, trying to understand Nebraska basketball and fans. Here's the thing on this. We said before the season, I said this to John, and you have an ebb and flow, right? But I think it ultimately gets to where, you know, it's going. And you could say at the beginning of the year, they're a 10 seed, which is what we said. And then at times, they look like they might be a 4 seed. And then at times, they look like they're out. But if they ultimately end up as a 10 seed, the right where they're supposed to be for what we were predicting before the year. Who are the 10 seeds? Let's start there.
All right. Last year, ready for this? In the South region, your 10 seed was Texas.
Okay. And then Texas's record was what?
It doesn't show.
Because Texas last year was another team that was up and down and all over the board, right?
Hmm?
They were all over the place. Who else you got? Give me another one. What website are you picking?
Well, I went back because I was looking for one with the records. I apologize.
Are you trying to read this out of the newspaper?
No.
Why is this taking so long?
Gosh. I'm a little off the okay? Can
all
you right. tell?
Yeah, I know. We all are. Who's another 10 seed from last year?
I'm so bad today.
All right, never
mind. There you go. I got it.
I should have asked Willie J. to look
this 10 seed,
up.
Providence.
Providence.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Who had how many 9 out of 10 losses last year?
And your other one in that mix was
Butler. And they were 15 and 11.
There you go. 15 and 11. So they got in.
Did they win their tournament?
What?
But you see what I'm saying? Like, do you see where I'm at on this? Like, it's been ugly, but we as Nebraska fans don't know what it's like to go through that season. I mean, go back and think about the last time Nebraska was in the tournament. We were an 11 seed when we played Baylor. Were we an 11 or a 10 seed, something like that?
Probably 10. What year was that? 2014?
But go back to that year. How many games did Nebraska win? It was like 13 or 14 in the middle of the season to make that run.
Yeah, I think there were 7 and 6 at 1.75.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Those teams are like that at some point during a season.
Providence was 14 and 12 last year.
All right. You get where I'm at.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, we don't go through enough of these because, oh, by the way, there's only been 7 tournament runs in school history. But we don't go through enough of these to realize in a good conference what it's like to go through a season like that.
We don't know.
If you get rid of that 7-game losing streak, Nebraska's a 4 seed also, by the way. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If in that 7-game losing streak you go 5-2 like everybody wanted them to and thought they should, You're a freaking four seed, which is way better than what we thought this team was at the beginning of the year.
Absolutely. Yep, no doubt.
That said, if they don't get this thing done, they'll still get to the NIT. I don't know. It depends on what you're in end results. Because if they don't get this done, what are we going to be frustrated about? Probably coaching and lack of bench. Whose fault is that? And it's been consistent the whole time. Yeah. At the same time,
it goes back. It goes tops at the top right there.
Right.
No doubt.
At the same time, you're in postseason play. Three out of the last 4 years? Is that what that is?
Yeah. Three out of the last 4 years, you're in postseason play.
Three out of the last 4 years, you're in postseason play. Right? So we're at Nebraska, we're firing that guy. So I don't know. There's arguments both ways. Let's get to what's trending at 10.
Good to have you with us again.
You're tuned in to another episode of What's Trending.
It started with the whisper.
I'm sorry. What the heck are you talking about?
Time for Now Trending.
How do you trend?
What you talking about, Will?
What the bloody hell are you two talking about?
Over the weekend, the New Orleans Pelicans fired their GM, Dell Demps. Obviously, this is coming after AD said he wanted to be traded, and they didn't. Obviously, that's a big deal, right? If you're a GM and you couldn't make that happen, I think that's one of your, obviously, your job. So, what do you guys think of that? I think it needed to come, right? Needed to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when we talked about this, we think that they left the Pelicans, that probably at the end of the day, have left the best deal that they're going to get on the table. They left it. They walked away from it. It's crazy. I think the deal is going to get less and less.
So what's weird about this is he's the fall guy for Anthony Davis and this whole thing. And as again, I agree, because we've talked about it on the air, I think that's the best offer they're going to get, and I think it only gets worse from here. Unless the Celtics decide, hey, we do want to mortgage everything for 1 year, right? If they say, we'll give you up Tatum and we'll give up something else, and you get this like crazy dumb, it would be dumb in my opinion, dumb the way the NBA is and the way it's structured. If you get a guy like Jason Tatum on a team like the Celtics, I'm not trading him for a rental.
No,
right?
No
Tatum
way.
is a guy that stays with my... I'm trading him for a commodity that will stay with my... That's the only thing I mean, I'm giving that up.
You're running the risk like you're running the risk that you take Davis and you mortgage the house, that you're going to get convinced Davis that he needs to stay. That's what you're working on.
Now, all that said, firing him is weird unless management wanted Davis moved and they're mad about what's going on.
Well,
and this was a personal thing for the GM not to trade him to the Lakers.
Yeah, but Nick, we talked about this. Like, that was the best deal that we thought they were going to get. It wasn't just those players. It was the tradable parts they had to continue the process, right? All those guys weren't staying in New Orleans. There are more tradable parts. The picks and some of those players were tradable. They held a lot of pieces that they didn't get to be able to make more moves. That's what that's what it came down to.
So we are still, we don't know what Eli Manning is going to do. If he is to return to the Giants, he would make $23.2 million. What would that do to him? That would make him the highest paid NFL player in history, going past Peyton Manning, his brother. Can you believe that?
For total money made?
For total money in his 15-year career, if he were to make that 23.2, he would be the highest paid player in history.
I appreciate everything about that. I want that to happen. I root for Eli to do that.
I want him to come back.
He is. Everybody listening should be rooting for him at that. Because I also want you at your job to be really average and mediocre at what you do.
Yeah.
Have a couple times where you come through in life that you're over your skis.
Highest paid guy ever.
And then I want you to be the highest paid guy at that company ever. That would make me so happy. That would make me so happy. I think because you got here at 19... You're probably on pace, baby, to do that here.
Oh, it's easy. Right. That's an easy pace.
Let's get it done.
You're well ahead of your
pace. I think you're well ahead of the pace. Man. I can't think of too many people that got here at 19 and started working on the air.
No.
So I think you're pacing for...
Yeah. Sweet. I'll get it done,
highest
boys.
Highest paid broadcaster in company history.
Done.
Now, you have to pick up that pace.
Stay the course.
In a little while, but you might be there.
There's expectations.
I'm 9 years in. I'm way below the pace.
There's time.
I'm massively
There's time.
It's running out.
So it's been a long winter for the MLB free agency. We're still trying to figure out where Harper and Machado are going to get signed, but we got some new stuff. It looks like the Phillies are the top runner for Harper. He's going to get paid well over $300 million. And Machado is still talking to teams, including the Phillies. So there is a chance that Harper and Machado could end up on the same team. So what do you think, Harper to the Phillies? Do you like it? Do you like the decision? And also, where do you want Machado to go?
Well, I don't want Harper going to the Phillies. No, it sucks. The Phillies are a young, good team. Don't get me wrong. This has nothing to do with the talent on the team. If I don't care about Harper being on the Phillies. Like, listen, I am an average baseball fan, right? I don't care. Put him on a team that I'm going to care about. I don't care about the Phillies.
It's not going to make you watch the Phillies anymore.
No.
Nope.
No.
Does it drive you crazy on that topic that owner Tom Ricketts came out and what he said about free agency?
No, what did he say?
He said...
Isn't he in trouble right now?
I don't know, but he said, owner Tom Ricketts said, they will not be... They're not in the mix for these guys because they're out of money.
Yeah. That's baloney. That's so stupid. It's
they're
off the
out
charts.
Of money.
All right, so here real quick, on the players and free agency, right? So a mid-tier free agent adjusting for revenue increases. In 2015, it was about $7 million was the average contract per year a mid-tier free agent would sign. $4.5 million, $4.6 last year. This year, it's right now averaging at 3.7. The owners are colluding, and they are driving down the prices on
Absolutely
players.
They are.
They Come are driving on, everything down, and there's a reason these guys are all waiting. Here's one for you. Kendrys Morales got $8 million a year, 2 years, coming off a minus 1.5 war season, wins against replacement. He was terrible. He would get a minor league deal now. He was getting $8 million. 35-year-old Ryan Dempster got 2 years, $26.5 million a couple off seasons ago.
Dempster.
He was just solid. How about this one? Remember the contract that Beltran almost signed with the Yankees and then it got brought down a little bit? Beltran had in front of him a 3-year, $45 million contract at 36 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And he turned it down. He ended up getting a 2-year for like 20. Still more than what we're talking about. And Curtis Granderson got 4 years, $60 million coming off of a season he played 61 games and bat like 220. But now these guys, and I'm partial to this because I got a friend that I work out with that I like that is a Major League Baseball player, and he's waiting. There are a lot of guys waiting. Mm-hmm. Mike Moustakas set the Royals home run record and hasn't signed a contract worth crap since he did that. He's still in his 20s. He might be 30.
I think he did just re-sign with the Brewers.
Did he?
A 1 year. Yep. It's
crazy.
Wasn't a lot of money, that's for sure.
It's crazy. They need baseball is, in my opinion, what's happening right now is going to be the reason why baseball's on a very long strike soon. Mm. And it's going to be one where the owners are going to have to change a lot of stuff. And the players are going to have to come away from the guarantee contracts. And the owners are going to have to change how much minimum money they spend.
So Adrian Peterson, he was on the Redskins last year. He's out of that deal. He's a free agent right now. A lot of people are guessing that he's going to go to the Cowboys and back up Zeke.
The boys.
What do you think of that? Do you see that? I mean, he would have to take a little lesser role. Now he won't be starting. What do you think about that? Everyone's been wondering if Peterson would become a Cowboy his whole career. It could finally happen. What do you think?
What team needs a starting running back that doesn't have one? He had a good year last year. He was the only good thing on that Washington team, at least offensively.
Looking through the teams here.
Off the top of my head, a team that could use him, Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They got Aaron Jones, but I'm not a big... Hey, mark this down right now. Aaron Jones, way overdrafted in fantasy football next year. Not worth it. Just...
Mark it.
He's going to be way lower on my board than what... I bet he's a top 10 running back next year. Crazy. That's crazy.
Like the Texans, maybe? Are they going to try to get Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah, the Texans need somebody. He could go to Houston. That'd be all right.
Yeah, he'd be all right in Houston, I think. Tampa Bay?
Yeah, they drafted that kid last year, and he stinks. I'm trying to think if there's another team off the top of my head that could really use his specific... I'm surprised he hasn't been a Raider yet.
If he were to go to the Cowboys, it would seem like he's just chasing
right
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he should be at this point. But he's good enough. He's good enough if you're the Cowboys that if something did happen to Zeke, he could be serviceable in there.
He could get it done there.
And he'd be a good substitute. My question is, the last time we saw him as a backup, though, how'd that go?
He was in New Orleans.
In New Orleans, and he forced his way out of there faster.
That was a bad fit.
It was a silly deal. They didn't know that they had an Alvin Kamara at the time.
The last thing I got, there's a soccer team in Italy that all their players are on strike. So they had to wrestle together a bunch of teenagers. They found seven teenagers to play, and they unfortunately lost the game 20-0.
Oh.
And they got booted out of their league. So sucks for them.
Would you, if Nebraska basketball players all went on strike and they called us and said, guys, we need you out here,
I'd hoop.
Would you go out there and hoop in front of however many? You know we'd sell that thing out, too.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody would show up to cheer us on.
Do you know a big guy?
We'd lose by a million.
We'd have a big guy.
JP?
No.
No, we'll find one. No. He'd get fouled
Nick
out.
Nick knows some hoopsters.
I do. I got plenty of guys.
We have a big guy.
I get a former Husker Tony Willenbrand.
Yeah, let's go
come play with us.
Ball out.
He's on my team.
That's all I got. Switch trending to 10.
We could just bring our YMCA team down, 3-on-3 basketball
just
team.
Just do it. Boy.
I'm looking forward to that tournament again this year. Got to defend the title.
Bring you back.
That'll be fun. Hey, did you guys see Mike Tyson? I love Mike Tyson news. Did you see Tyson shared a very special story?
I did see that.
Tyson said that back in the day, he was 20 years old, he and his girlfriend paid a zookeeper to open up a zoo. It was late at night. It was after everything was closed, and he wanted to go tour the zoo. So he's touring the zoo. Zookeeper's like, yeah, you paid me for this. I'll take you around. So he's taking the couple around. They get to the silverback gorilla enclosement, and the like biggest one of them was bullying the little baby silverback gorillas. Tyson tried to pay him $10,000 to let him go in there and, quote, punch him in his snot box.
Nice.
Tyson's crazy.
I love it. I love it, man.
That's awesome.
I was watching a bunch of old boxing and old MMA fights over the weekend. If you get a chance, there's a really good Bob Sapp is always fun to go watch in MMA. He's terrible, but he was a giant weirdo that was really fun to watch. So you should go check that out. I'm a big old boxer.
I know you are.
I love watching old boxing, man. Mike Tyson was amazing. He was amazing. I don't put him in my pound-for-pound all-time greatest. I know a lot of people do.
But it was amazing to watch.
Yeah.
He killed people.
Where were you when he got upsetted?
I was playing Monopoly at my parents' house.
Oh, yeah. You've told that story before.
Yeah. We were sitting at the table. We usually got all of his fights. We didn't this year on pay-per-view. Didn't need to. And then the phone rang, because this was long before cell phones. And the phone rang, and Steve Heron, one of my dad's best friends from work at UP, called and said, Mike, you wouldn't believe what just happened. I'll never forget it. I remember my dad getting off the phone going, Mike Tyson just got knocked out.
Oh, my God. I got goosebumps, honestly.
It's crazy. It was a crazy deal, man. He was so fun to watch. Mike Tyson was. There's a few guys. One of these days, maybe I'll do a boxing podcast before the next event.
Next deal.
Yeah, before the next Crawford fight. And we could talk a little boxing. When we did that pregame show, it was a ton of fun.
That was a ton of fun.
You guys probably don't remember David Tua. If you get a chance, look up David Tua and look at some of his all-time knockouts. This dude was a Polynesian cat that was probably 5'10 and like 250. And he would just throw haymakers. And some of the he was one of those where you knock a guy out and he's hanging in the ropes. Like half standing, out cold. He's that type of dude. Like, I don't know how he didn't disconnect people's heads from their bodies.
There's one here. It's called The Hardest Punch in Boxing History.
David Tua.
I'm going to watch
it. Yeah. There's another guy that was along the lines. He was supposed to be the next Mike Tyson. His name was Ike Iwobuchi.
I've heard that name.
El Presidente is what they called him. He's in jail. He, really hurt some people. But before that, did you see it? Is that not crazy? Just look up David Tua. You're welcome today. It's going to start snowing.
Left. Bop.
You see how he throws his hands, though? You don't ever see that in boxing anymore. All right, let's take a really quick break. We'll come back. Nebraska basketball, Penn State. What needs to happen for Nebraska to get a win? They are underdogs tonight, 3.5 points. They were 10.5 point favorites last time Penn State came to town. What needs to happen for Nebraska to get that win? We'll talk about it next.